Brand new to 91.9 CFM. It's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
The podcast's back.
All right.
Hello, podcasters.
Something that didn't quite make the show today, I want to actually just talk about with you briefly at the top.
Okay. All right. But firstly, welcome back, everyone.
Oh,
welcome back to 2024.
Hello.
Hello. It's good to have you in your ear holes.
You guys look so good.
Oh, you waxed
really
your ear
refreshed.
Holes.
You look like you've slept over the holidays.
True. A lot of people do look refreshed.
Yeah. Everybody at work looks really refreshed. Yeah. I haven't had any time off.
True. That's
so
why
I look disheveled. Yeah, I'm really bad. I found something over the holidays. I found out something. Mm. You said it's not good enough for the show.
Oh.
In our planning meeting, but I want to talk to you about
like
it.
A bit of a dictator. It's not good enough for the show.
Yeah, well.
Don't use it.
You had a knife to my throat while you said it, too. You're not supposed to wash jeans.
No.
What are you supposed to do with them?
Well, look, there's been all the, over the years, I feel like it rears its head like once a year. Like, don't wash your jeans, put them in the freezer.
Yeah, see, this is brand new news to me.
Is it?
I feel like I'm across all these trends and these fads. Mm. Why are we freezing the jeans? Is that wash them?
Because apparently washing them too much ruins the denim.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah, like loses its shape or whatever.
Speaking of losers, losers are the only ones that care. You can't ruin the denim.
No, I agree. And jeans get comfier the more you wash them.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm not freezing clothes of mine and then putting them back on again crispy.
Exactly.
Sorry.
I mean, to be fair, it's hot enough at the moment that it would warrant it.
Yeah, fair call, actually.
But my freezer has too much turkey in it to fit a pair of jeans.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Is there no space in your freezer?
Not much. We recently, actually over the weekend, slow cooked our own bone broth and we bought those little icy pole containers.
Jeez, sounds just wall-to-wall excitement at the Cheney household. How old are you cooking your own bone broth?
It's really good for you.
I'm sure it is if you're 85.
It's really good for your joints. And so now we've got...
You're 32.
We've got icy pole containers with bone broth in them.
Oh, you're making bone broth icy poles?
No, but we're not going to eat them as icy poles. We're just freezing them.
I think
them.
You should.
And then we'll put them in
like
a curry.
I think you should eat them as icy poles. And offer them to people
last
at work.
Last night we had it as a soup. It was very strong.
God. Mix it in with your cereal.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, you can do anything with it.
There's absolutely no bone broth chat in the rest of the podcast.
Yeah, no, the rest is way better.
That is a guarantee.
Do you think there's anyone out there who's been hanging out like, oh, no podcast for 3 weeks and this is what we come back with?
They've switched off and as soon as I mentioned freezing jeans, they went, I'm out.
All right, enjoy our first podcast of 2024.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Big couple of weeks off for at least Ellie Cheney, not me. I don't think I had a single day off, maybe apart from Christmas. No, actually, no, we did the show on Christmas Day. So
of course.
Every day I've been on air. However, we haven't heard Ellie's voice much in the past couple of weeks. You've been up to a lot?
Yeah. I went to Western Australia for
you
a couple
never
of
go
weeks.
There.
I know, this is something different. That is my hometown, original home, OG hometown.
Yeah.
Not my current hometown. So, yeah, hung out with the family for a couple of weeks. Mm. And I decided, because last year I feel like, 2023,
yeah.
I kind of coasted a bit. You know, I look back on 2023 and I'm like, I didn't really achieve a whole lot.
Okay. Oh, this is huge.
Yeah, this is so huge. So I'd like to announce that I wrote some goals for this year.
Okay. Goals have been written, everybody.
Goals have been written.
No goals achieved.
Yes.
Yet.
I thought, I can't go a whole year without achieving anything. I've got to, you know, set some goals for 2024.
Here we go.
Wrote this list of like, yeah, I'm going to run 520Ks this year and I'm going to go to this many BFT classes and I'm going to, you know,
drink this many
work
martinis.
Really hard. No. No. So I like had this really good, you know, feeling going into the year.
Yeah.
But then I kicked off my 2024 where I was when the clock struck midnight on the 31st/1st of January. I was on the floor of my parents' room on a mattress, a single mattress, asleep.
Yes. Why were you in their bedroom?
Having a sleepover in my parents' room. And I was like, how am I supposed to achieve all these great things for the year if I'm starting the year sleeping over in my parents' room with my dad going...
Sleeping
like
in your old cot.
2 metres away from me. Yes.
That you slept in 30 years ago.
Years old. What is wrong with me? No, it was like I was staying at my parents have a little holiday house and the whole family was there, so there was no room for me. So
I thought you might have had a more interesting break than me because anytime I wasn't at work,
yeah,
I was in front of the cricket. You weren't here for the sweatiest couple of weeks of the Sunshine Coast. We had storms, humidity. It was brutal.
Yeah.
And we don't have aircon at home. So it's just the fan on absolute full.
Mm-hmm.
Upstairs is too hot. That's normally where my bedroom is. So instead I'm downstairs in front of the TV.
Watching cricket.
Under the fan, wearing as little as possible.
It's hot.
I'll have another drink. Thanks, Mum. Again, I'm staying with Mum and Dad.
Taz, what is wrong with us?
Should we move away from our parents?
New year. I mean, I live on the other side of the country to mine, so I'm fine. But yes, you should. We need to aim higher this year, bud, okay? Right, we may have gotten off to a rocky start.
Yeah.
Just living under our parents' breasts. I don't know why wings. But we are going to go up from here, okay? I don't care what anyone says.
It's a rags-to-rags story with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
On 91.9 CFM, it's Ellie and Taz for The Drive Home.
I said just before that David Warner and I, we have similar stories.
The cricketer, this is the opener, actually no longer the opener for Australia.
Yeah, he's gone, isn't he? Retired?
Pretty much from international, from that form of cricket. I think we'll still see him around the traps a little while.
Absolutely. Well, he made the news a couple of weeks ago when he took to Instagram to talk about something that had gone missing.
Unfortunately, someone has taken my backpack out of my actual luggage, which had my backpack and my girl's presents in there. Inside this backpack was my baggy greens. That's sentimental to me. It's something that I would love to have back in my hands walking out there come this week.
Okay, so he's pretty devo.
Baggy greens, right? Almost the uniform of the Aussie cricket team. Everybody that's ever played for Australia has got one of these things. You'll see them wear it all the time. I just want to make a mention just quickly, side note. He says baggy greens.
Yeah.
Has he got like a going out baggy green? or a day-to-day one that he'll just put on Monday to Friday and then like a weekend baggy green?
How often do you get a baggy green?
I thought you just got the one.
Oh.
I thought when you get initiated into the team, they give you one. That's why when they wear them, sometimes they get quite tattered because they're wearing the same one.
Oh, the same cap.
I thought.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
It's like your school hat and then you lose one and you have to tell your mum and your mum has to go buy you a new school
hat. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, sure. That's tough. Well, joy around David Warner's camp today as it's been revealed that no one had taken the bag of baggy greens.
So funny.
From his luggage at the airport.
So funny.
He may have got that wrong and instead it was just found amongst the team's luggage at the hotel. So whoever's frantically looked through just before he's posted that Instagram video has, you know, had a bit of what we call a boy look.
I was just about to say he had a boy look. That's a classic boy look. Looked around going, oh, no, I haven't found it. It's stolen.
But David Warner's come out hot and said, hey, yep, someone's taken it, which is a bit similar to something that happened at my house over the break.
You also lost your baggy greens.
Well, yeah. I know, I've represented Australia so many times. So, no, the garage remote. We've got two garage remotes to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And late last year, one of them went missing. And I was adamant that it was my partner, Dan, who had lost said garage remote.
Right, yeah.
And he was adamant the other way. He said, definitely wasn't me. Yeah. And I said, but you had it last. So he's gone and ordered.
How big of a fight was this between you guys? Because you don't really fight.
It was actually quite a, like, it just would be brought up in like, well, you lost the garage remote.
Oh,
so
in like
a funny. Yeah, it was more of
funny.
A joking. Yeah, it was funny. It was funny. But then it got to the point where he ordered a new garage door system.
That's not funny. They're not cheap.
Yeah. This like remote thing. Anyway, and 2 days after he'd ordered it, I come back to work and decide to randomly clean out my desk drawers, which I haven't done in 4 years, and in a calico bag with nothing else in it.
Yeah.
In my desk drawers that I hadn't been to in weeks was the garage remote.
She had to sort through a whole heap of expired chips and half-eaten crackers and there were some bugs in the way. Get all of that out of the way. Oh, a garage remote. How long had that been missing?
About 2 months. And there wasn't for a second did I think that it was my fault. I was like, no, it's definitely him. So I had to that night go home and be like, hey, babe, you know how I love you so much. And sometimes.
No, you kissed ass, didn't
you? Know,
you?
Like you've just got to accept personal growth and that sometimes, you know, people make mistakes and I made a mistake.
The moral is clean out your drawers at work, all right? 545-11919. Have you got a story that's like this?
Yeah. Have you blamed someone else for something that ultimately was your fault? Maybe it was something missing or maybe you made a mistake and tried to blame someone else. Natalie's in Caloundra. Hi, Nat.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you. Has this happened to you?
It did, unfortunately. A little bit embarrassing.
What happened?
We love it already.
yeah. So basically, we were actually on a camp trip, and I thought that my partner, as per usual, had sort of forgotten his car keys or had misplaced them. But no, unfortunately, it was me who did the dirty work myself. It was a nice afternoon, and we were sitting watching the sunset go down. We had a few beers, and I was like, right, I'm going to get ready, go have dinner, you know, start preparing that. And I remember, I didn't at that time. But I basically...
Get your facts straight, Natalie. Okay, this will be used against you later on.
Exactly. Basically, I had taken my beer with me. I put it on the little setup that we have for our cooktop, and I put the car keys with it. And thinking, I was like, oh, my beer's done. So I grabbed both of it and I put it straight into the back of the bin in the car. So there's like a little bag that sits on the back of the car, and I put it straight in there. And it wouldn't have been until the next morning that I was like, oh, shit, sugar, where is it? Where is it? Where did it go? And we were searching everywhere. I was like, you know what? You had maybe like, what, 8 beers. You would have misplaced it. It would have been you. And I was playing the blame game way too fast, way too fast.
So, Natalie, eventually you find it, what's that moment like? When did you find it, or did your partner?
My partner found it, and I just looked at him and I was like, oh, my gosh. That was me. That was so bad. It was very bad, in fact, because the tide ended up coming up so high that the front of it was nearly submerged. And I was like, right, what are we going to do? This is not good at all. We were rampant. We were going through everything because we were up at DI.
Yeah.
So we're going through everything we owned, like every little bit. And then he ended up finding it. I was like, oh my gosh, thank God, because we would have, yeah, the car would have been totaled. That's all I can say.
Absolutely.
It's all my fault.
And wow. Let me guess, he got you for Christmas an AirTag to pop on your keys. Yes. That would have been a perfect
gift. He should have done.
Yeah, exactly.
He should have done, yeah.
Good on you, Nat. Great story. That's what we want. Keep them coming.
Yeah, have you got a story like Natalie's keys or Warner's baggy greens? Let us know.
Donna's in Mapleton. Donna, have you got a story like this?
Mine was completely and utterly different. Mine was lost and stolen.
Ooh.
Oh, love it. A little bit of intrigue. Yeah. Can we get some sort of spy music? Have you got any spy
absolutely.
Music handy?
I can get...
All right, Donna, set the scene for us. What happened?
Okay. Good friend of mine and my ex-husband's male.
Yep.
Okay. He accused me of cheating with our male friend.
Okay.
What I found out later was my ex-husband was actually having an affair with our best friend.
What the guy that he accused you of cheating with, or the guy's...
Uh-huh. Yes.
What?
Okay.
I mean, not very similar to David Warner's baggy green story. I don't think him and Steve Smith ended up being together.
All in one.
Lost and stolen all in one. I mean, you're right. The friend stole your husband.
Very much so.
And you lost your husband. Yep. So
you misplaced something.
And I lost a friend.
And you
lost
your husband also misplaced something. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, he did. Very much so.
Donna. Okay. So are you all good now?
Yeah.
Good riddance.
God, sweep damn,
sweep it under the rug.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, Donna. Did you hear that we were giving away Tommy Little tickets and you were like, I really want the Tommy Little tickets. How can I spin a story that's happened to me to fit the phone topic?
Oh, yeah. Pretty much.
Pretty much. All right.
Pretty much.
You know what? You tried that hard. It was a great story. Let's give you the tickets.
We need to give you the tickets. Well done, Donna. Congrats.
Thank you.
No worries at all.
It's all thanks to the Event Centre Caloundra, the Sunshine Coast premier performing arts venue, the eventcentre.com.au.
Do a cheering in the background.
This is not what I expected from first show back for 2024.
It's exactly what I expected.
Oh, I can keep going, darling. Don't you worry. I got loads.
Oh, great. All right, Donna, call our show every day. Give us a new story, okay? It doesn't matter what we're talking about. We say, what's your favourite colour? You call up and tell us about your ex-husband again.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much.
On 91.9 CFM, it's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
My phone's not working. Is anyone else's reception gone? Is that just me?
No, that's just you. Okay. You've been in the kitchen the last couple of minutes.
Okay.
A few minutes making what? What are you drinking at the moment?
A hot protein shake.
Mmm.
Well, it's effectively like a hot chocolate.
Just what a real hot, humid day. You think, oh, you know what I could do with a hot protein shake. Get the gains.
It's delicious.
Hey, all homeowners, beware on the Sunshine Coast, okay? Because there is a lady in Florida and she had something stolen from her property when she was out.
Poor lady. Was it a gator?
It wasn't a gator.
Okay.
No, they left the gator. They did have to open the gate, though.
Oh, okay.
To take this.
Come home and my driveway's gone.
Amanda Brochu isn't exaggerating.
Yep.
What used to be a concrete slab outside 1438 Bethesda Street is now a patch of dirt that she didn't ask for. Someone took her driveway as she was trying to get ready for Christmas.
Of all the things that you worried about getting stolen, did you think the driveway was one of them?
No, not at all.
Stole her driveway.
It's just a patch of dirt out the front of her house. So Amanda said she put her home up for sale on the market. People started showing up measuring her driveway.
What do you mean? Did she have a fancy driveway?
No, it was really just a line of concrete. I don't know why people were wanting it so badly. She was preparing to head out of town for the holidays. She got a doorbell camera notification. You've got one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Right? She opened up her phone and had a look. There was a crew outside of her house tearing up the concrete.
A crew?
A crew of people.
Like a bandit, like a bike crew?
It's a 20 to 30 meter long driveway. So this would have taken a lot of people, trucks. Mm. Like, this is a huge operation. And it's going to take $10,000-$15,000 US to replace, she says. So it's not a cheap thing. What's she going to do?
What's this chick's name again?
Amanda.
Amanda. I call BS on Amanda.
Here we go. This is why you need a true crime podcast. You just see right to the... It takes a crim to know a crim, obviously.
Well, okay, I'm not a crim. I just know the law. And I know something smells fishy here. People don't go around stealing concrete slabs.
Right.
If they were going to do that, then why not do it from school or
what
like a library?
What does she gain out
she
of
doesn't
this?
Gain anything.
No.
She's just playing. They're like, oh, it's so crazy that they stole my driveway, when really there's like a dead body or something under her driveway, or like gold from her ancestors or something that she's hiding under this driveway.
Maybe she loves the Ellie and Taz show and just wanted a mention.
Taz, we're coming up
with
real
ideas here. I thought we were in the round of fantasy.
I am trying here.
You said that her,
to bring a bit of law and order to this show.
You said her family's gold was buried under the truth.
From her great granddaddy Scott.
Let's go to Bo from Watulla. G'day, mate.
G'day, bud. How are you?
Yeah, good. Can you match or be weirder than a driveway being stolen?
It's quite weird, but we woke up one Father's Day and someone decided to get their dad a second-hand creepy crawly from our pool.
Oh!
Yeah, that was a great wake-up.
Wow.
Literally stole our creepy crawly.
What? Are you sure the creepy crawly didn't try and crawl away? Because my partner is terrified of them, and she thinks that
we had 11.5-metre pool, so there was 11.5-metre of hose as well.
Oh, you think that they went after... Do you think it was an inside job, Bo? Somebody you'd invited round for maybe a Christmas party or something, and they've seen the extremely long creepy crawly and gone, yeah, that'll look good in my pool.
Possibly the four houses down in the two-story house.
Oh, you know who it is.
Oh, he does.
Bo's got his eye on someone. Straight to jail. All right, Bo. We'll chat off air. You give me that address and we'll go around and we'll sort them out. We'll get that creepy crawly back for you, mate. Don't worry about that.
5 foot one of Ellie will really... The creepy crawly's longer than you.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM. It's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
Testing out a few new games this week. Bits of Bangers is the first cab off the rank.
Could this be the new Under the Pump? Could it?
I mean, Under the Pump's been around for like 4 years, so it's going to have a bit of work to do if it makes it all that way.
Let's aim high. All right, Bits of Bangers, how it works. We're going to play 1 second of a song. Two people will try and guess it. If neither of them get it, we go to 2 seconds, we go to 3 seconds. And eventually, if they can't get it after that, I mean, you and I are going to see life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Bailey's in Bly. Hey, Bales. How you doing, bud?
Yeah, good, guys. How are you?
Good. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you guys. That's good.
Too late to use Happy New Year. No.
Exactly. Hey, Doug from Glasshouse Mountain, you are Bailey's opponent. How are you, bud?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Good. Glad to hear it. Oh, the obligatory Happy New Year to you as
no.
well.
No. Stop it with the Happy New
Taz
Year.
Taz hates it.
Okay, Bailey and Doug, how this works is we're going to play you 1 second of a song. We're going to need title and artist, but your names are going to be your buzzers, all right? So first person to buzz in will have the first shot at the song.
No worries. We'll see how we go.
Let's see how we go. All right.
Can we test those buzzers? Because last year we did this and it was just a brain wreck.
Bailey, test yours, please.
Bailey.
Good. Good, strong Bailey.
Lovely.
And Doug. Doug's a shorter name. Should be easier to fire off. Hit us with it, Doug.
Doug.
Yeah.
Cool. Don't know what else we expected, but that's exactly what we wanted. Okay, Bailey and Doug, your 1 second of a bits of banger is this.
Bailey.
Ooh, yes, Bailey.
So we've got to name the song, don't we?
You do need to name
the
song.
Name an artist.
It is, I know the song, but I'm just trying to think of the artist now.
All right, bud. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to buzz you out there.
Doug, do you want to guess?
I know the song, I just can't think of the title.
Okay, let's go.
That's okay.
That's all right. That's the whole point of it. We're going to play a slightly larger bit of the song now. 2 seconds worth. Here we go. Neither person wants to buzz in.
Bailey, you're back in the game if you want to have a crack.
Yes.
The Sunny Coasters are kicking themselves right now.
I'm kicking myself too.
All right. Well, boys, you've made it to the 3 second mark. Let's play you 3 seconds of this song.
Doug?
Doug, the question mark in his voice. Yes, Doug?
Mr. Brightside?
Bye.
I'm not sure who it's by.
If I've been murdered, I've been murdered by a...
Bailey?
Sorry, Doug, what did you say?
The Killers?
Look...
Is it the new Under the Pump? That's the question we're asking. Is it the new Under the Pump? Probably not. Not with that performance.
Oh, Doug.
No, not for a start.
Hey, you did well. You did well, bud. You've won yourself a Sea Life Family Pass. Bailey, I know you knew it at the end there, but unfortunately.
That's okay. Everyone's got to have a winner.
Everyone's got to have a winner. So true. Oh, jeez.
Perfect.
My microphone.
Taz has just literally dropped his microphone off the stand. He's so excited by bits of bangers.
I sure am. Doug, congratulations, mate. You and the family going to Sea Life.
Awesome. Unreal. That'll be great fun.
Yeah, it will indeed. Good
awesome.
On you, bud.
Good on you, buddy.
Just general consensus from you two boys. Should bits of bangers come back for 2024, do we think?
Yeah, I think it should.
Yeah,
bring it back.
Oh, the boys want it.
On 91.9 CFM, it's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
I had a big day in Brizzy. About a week and a half ago, I went down, did all of the exhibits. I like seeing the ones at GOMA, Queensland Museum, and my sister bought me tickets at Christmas time to like a magic show they were doing at QPAC.
How cultured of
right?
you.
I know, how cool is this?
I'm just going down to Brisbane to do an exhibits day.
Oh, yes, I walk around with a little clipboard and really mark the pieces. And I make sure I read every single... No, I don't. I don't read them. I just
do you stare at art and, you know, figure out what the themes and
the
motifs
jacket
are?
Really represents his fall. No, I don't
can't
do that.
I do art galleries.
I go, wow, cool. Colours.
Yeah, so boring. Unless it's like a cool picture of like a flower or something.
Oh, I like that orange.
Yeah, when it's contemporary. What?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I did see, though, I will mention it very quickly, GOMA have this fairy tale exhibit at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see costumes from different fairy tale movies. So if you know the movie Labyrinth, David Bowie's in it. You can see David Bowie's costumes.
Oh,
that he wore.
Right. Okay.
You haven't seen Labyrinth?
I haven't. When I hear you say Labyrinth, all I think of is that song. See if I can find it.
It's Earthquake.
Oh, not that one. Hold on, this one.
Labyrinth. Come in.
Keep playing it. It'll be the background of my story.
Right,
so anyway, after the magic show at QPAC, it was late at night and we were making our way back up to the Sunny Coast, me and my partner. It was about 10:30 at night, right? Really dark. I hate driving the Bruce at nighttime. All right, that's enough Labyrinth. Come in. And about halfway back up to the Sunny Coast, there's a guy tailgating me. There's no one on the roads.
Yeah.
No one going the other way. No one going with us. And I just thought, go round. I'm doing the speed limit, but if you want to go faster, go round. He was right up my ass.
Yeah,
okay.
I hate that.
And what do you do if somebody's tailgating to try and get them off? Mm. What would you do? Would you just sit there?
I just kind of keep driving. I'm very conflict averse, you know. Okay. That. I just kind of sit there at the speed limit and hope that they go away.
I slowed down to 90.
Oh, did you?
I sped up faster than I should have. I thought, all right, how fast do you want to go then, mate?
Yeah, we dragging here.
Yeah, 100%. You want to go? Got a Ford Focus, okay? And I was doing all these things, and I was a little bit of brake checking.
Oh, God. No, Taz.
Little bit.
Be responsible, please.
Sorry,
don't
yes.
do that, Sonny. Don't
he
try that
right
at home.
He was right behind me for 25, 30, maybe 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I've had enough, okay? Started to speed up, started to slow down. Nothing could move this guy. He was just right behind me the entire time and really bright lights behind me.
Why didn't you just change lanes and let him go past?
That's the principle of it. I'm not, because he wouldn't have done.
Okay.
Eventually,
what, he just would have slowed down and followed you to the next lane.
It's not the principle. I'm not going to change lanes. If he wants to go around me, he can very easily change lanes and go around.
Okay.
There was no cars. Eventually, we did end up stopping at some roadworks.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up seeing who the car behind me was. Now, get this. I have been talking my partner's ear off for the last half an hour about these sort of drivers and just drive the Bruce safe. What if I had to slow down all of a sudden? They'd be up my ass, etc. Okay. Mm-hmm. Firing up.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, I see the car behind me. We slow down, and with the roadworks, you see the lights come on, right? It was an ambulance.
Oh, Taz.
He's probably had a really big day, and he was just enjoying having somebody in front of him so that he can switch off just a little bit and he can use my lights to then drive a bit safely. He's been saving lives day in, day out, probably pulling amazing shifts, not getting paid enough money.
Maybe he thought you were injured and so he was trying to get close enough to look
into
your car.
His lights weren't on. The red and blue lights weren't flashing.
Yeah, but, you know. He was preempting that maybe there was an emergency. He couldn't put the lights on.
No. I was making his drive from Brisbane to the Sunshine mm-hmm. Coast a bit easier. So, and I was just bad-mouthing him for half an hour. I felt so bad.
You got out and apologised, didn't you?
No, I sped away as fast as I could.
Oh, Taz. This would be a really embarrassing story and a really bad story for you if you hadn't reminded us all of.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
What a banger!
On 91.9 CFM, it's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.